Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, good morning. It's a new month. It is March 2023. It's Wednesday, March the 1st. A new month, a new day. And soon the time will be moving ahead. So the hour that we have now, we will lose that hour. Amen. And your sleep gonna be interrupted, or for those when the time change, your sleep be all crazy. But anyhow, it's a new month. God bless you. Hey, I'm Sister Faye. I'm here to bring you a word of encouragement this morning. God bless you, and may the Holy Spirit be with you as we walk through God's word. Amen. Amen. Today's topic, a time of comfort. Comfort. Coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, New Language Translation, and it reads, "He comfort us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us." Amen. Amen. You know, a young woman sat with her head bowed and tears flowing, the heaviness and pain of loss weighing her down. She cried out to the Lord for help as a child cries out for her mother. Almost immediately, God's comfort came. It was as though a tangible weight lifted and a breath of hope settled. Are you in a time of mourning? Perhaps you lost a big piece of your life, your job, a friendship, or a loved one. Ecclesiastes tells us there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. In the brief years we spent on this planet, we experience seasons of great joy and seasons when we need God's comfort and peace more than the air we breathe. Can you receive it today? One day, God will use your suffering to bring encouragement and hope to others. Lord, I am so thankful that in my time, a sorrow, you offer me comfort. I ask for relief from my heartache and receive it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. May God continue to bless you this day, Wednesday, March the 1st, and may he continue to comfort those that have had losses. I myself have had a loss, and I'm still going through it myself, but God is taking me each day, step by step, making me stronger as I walk through this. And you're never alone. So for those that have had losses or just had a loss, remember, God is the comforter of all things, and he can get you through this as well. Again, I'm Sister Faye. God bless you, and may God be with you the rest of the week of the new month of March. And tell someone about the good word, and tell someone you love them. Have, you know, God is good, and my Lord, thank you, Jesus. He's with you always. Amen. Amen. I have another word of encouragement for you on Friday. God bless you. Keep walking in the faith. And until Friday. Amen. Amen.